Welcome to Conversations on Big Data, a series of discussions with agency leaders about the power of analytics to enhance how federal agencies meet their mission. In this podcast, we'll be discussing the use of data analytics at the Recovery, Accountability, and Transparency Board.
Welcome back to our conversation on data analytics with Steve Belts. Steve is Assistant Director of the Recovery Operations Center of the Recovery, Accountability, and Transparency Board, which is often called the RAT Board. I'm Laura Shane, Vice President for Research and Communications at the Partnership for Public Service, here with Brian Murrow, Associate Partner of Strategy and Analytics at IBM. So I know you help offices, particularly offices of inspectors general, but what is the advice that you would give to others that are listening about how to improve their data analytics programs?
They have to understand their data. That's very important. If they can't get good access to their data or in an understandable format, then you're not going to get anywhere. And that's what most agencies are struggling with right now. The easiest part is the tools are getting better, so you've got financial resources. Some of them are very expensive. You could go out and buy the good tools. And then the next part is finding good analysts.
And when you did training for federal agencies, what kinds of things did you tackle?
I try to show them what a full analysis shop does, and from beginning to end. Some shops have kind of backed themselves into a corner of where an agent will come to them and say, hey, I need to know about Joe Smith. And the analyst will find as much information about Joe Smith as they can, but they just basically pump it out into, you know, paper stack or CD or something and give it to the agent and let them finish the analysis. Say, this is what I found, do with it what you want. We don't just find the data, but we analyze the data itself and then put together a report. And that's kind of a very important aspect. What ends up happening in the shops that only do partial analysis and give over the data to the agent is the agent doesn't know what to do with it either, very few of them anyways. And so they'll put it into a prosecution packet and give it to the lawyer and the attorney, and they won't know what to do with it either, and it'll sit on the corner of their desk, literally.
And remind us, what is your background?
I actually started off as a firefighter, and about 6 years into that, I changed over to the Washington State Patrol. In 1995, I was the first person in the Washington State Patrol that started the computer forensics unit back when 5 1/4 floppies were the main thing that we were analyzing. Maybe I would get a 100-megabyte disk or a 50-megabyte disk to examine. DOS was our tool, my tool, and literally would walk sector by sector through a disk and try and analyze it that way. In 2002, I got talked into coming out to work on a contract with the State Department and helping them with their computer forensics lab. Since then, I've managed probably 5 or 6 other labs as well for the federal government.
Regarding the IG offices you helped, what typically were they not doing well?
It's not that they weren't not doing well. They didn't have a resource that was needed for their investigations. So the agent was given a case to work, and they were having to go out and do all the work themselves as far as the background reviews. And FinCEN was a great resource for them and still is.
Can you explain what that is?
It's out of Treasury. FinCEN is housed out of Treasury, and they can do some financial banking transaction records research for agents. But it's a very limited scope. But all these other things of being able to check open sources like newspapers, articles, we found some great information out of newspaper articles of how companies were started where it's not on any other data source. It's not that they didn't want to do this, it's just they didn't have that resource available to them.
What are you finding today? Are they acquiring those resources at a rate that's necessary?
Yes. They're all working very quickly to acquire this resource. Again, we've got a lot of smaller OIGs that really are probably going to never be able to start this resource. But the larger agencies are working very quickly to do this and are doing very well.
In working with the agencies, was there typical mistakes that you saw that they were making?
I wouldn't refer to it as mistakes, as more as having to deal with the limitations that they were dealt with. they knew they were missing these very important pieces, and were doing the best they could to try and either build up that resource and or find somebody else that can help them with it.
What advice do you have for other agencies about, you know, where to look for good analysts?
You're not going to be able to say, I need those people with 3, 4, or more years experience. It's just very limited. There's a few people out there, but they're already taken by somebody and having fun in their own job. And so you're just going to have to go in with a very open mind. My interview process is I don't really come in with a list of questions. I already have their resume in front of me. I'm more interested in how inquisitive they are and what kind of questions they're going to ask me. And I go into interviews as a conversation. I want to know how their brain works and how they're going to get along with people and if they're trainable. It's kind of a different approach than the old school of having, you know, 3 or 4 interviewers sitting across from the interviewee with a list of questions that are checking off as they go along. I find that almost useless in these kind of things when I'm looking for more of a personality that's going to have that I like to put puzzles together kind of thing. There's no question they can ask that.
And what would you say to agencies that are overwhelmed by just too much data and they just aren't quite sure how to mine that data?
There's actually a new field that's come out in the last, you know, even 5, 10 years, but it's fairly new as how it's being used, and that's finding these PhDs that actually know how to set up the algorithms that can query data sets. That's a good place to start. That's the important thing of organizing their data in the first place. Once you've got that part, and then you can start hiring these 20-something-year-old, 30-something-year-old analysts to start asking the questions, because the foundation has been built, that the data's been organized. Now you can ask the questions and see what comes out of it.
And what's the best way to engage your leadership?
It's kind of an education thing. And I kind of blame the software companies for this. Mm-hmm. They do a very good job of marketing their tools as being very easy to use. So a lot of the senior management sees these kind of demonstrations, but in reality, that's not what it is. Again, you have to have a good analyst that can click and point but ask the right questions to keep it going. The senior management wants that find evidence button and wants the software and the hardware to do all the work, and it'll never be like that. Computers aren't intuitive like that. They'll help you find it and organize it, but you have to have somebody that's going to sit out there and analyze it. So part of the problem with that also is again, with the software companies, you'll send them your analyst to 1 or 2 week worth of training, and they come back thinking they're really good at this because the software company made them feel real good about how they did. They don't know what they don't know, so they think they've found everything, and it's not till you have somebody that's really good at it sit down at it and say, well, you could have went this way and this way and this way. But unless you have somebody with that experience on your team, then the senior management's even going to think you're doing everything possible.
Is there any other advice that you would offer agencies?
Get your data organized, which is the toughest part. Do your research on the tools, and then find good analysts. It's the three things that'll give you a very good analysis product.
Steve, thank you very much for coming in today and sharing your insights on the use of data for decision making. And thank you to our audience for joining us. This has been a conversation with Steve Belts, Assistant Director of the Recovery Operations Center of the Recovery Accountability and Transparency Board. I'm Brian Murr from IBM, here with Laura Shane from the Partnership for Public Service. We hope you've enjoyed our series on using data for decision making and have learned valuable lessons from the advice offered in all of our podcasts.
These podcasts are presented by the Partnership for Public Service and the IBM Center for the Business of Government. To listen to conversations with other agency leaders, visit ourpublicservice.org/bigdata.